ever since the plebiscite, the referendum in Ireland, this issue has really come to a head here in Australia, and that's the issue of legalising gay marriage. Now, there's a lot of politics swirling around it at the moment. We were hopeful overnight that a Liberal Party MP and a Labor Party MP would co-sponsor a bill. Now, we're hearing this morning that is not going to happen, and we're back to square one when it comes to the political infighting over the issue. But the Prime Minister's sister, Christine Forster, who is a City of Sydney councillor, joins us now. Christine, thanks for your time.
That's a pleasure, Nick. Hi.
Now, you said that you believe this will happen by the end of the year. What do you base that on?
Oh, look... Nick, the Liberal Party's been working behind the scenes, moving towards this, you know, taking having a debate on this issue, and certainly moving, I think, very firmly towards the idea that it would be a conscience vote, a free vote, when it came to Parliament. And there's been a lot of work going on quietly behind the scenes by a lot of people in the Liberal Party in Canberra, MPs and senators. And we've, you know, that process has been happening, and it gives me great confidence that we will get a result on this issue before the end of the year.
Okay, so you are probably better than all of us at interpreting what your brother is actually saying. It appears to me as though he is sort of softening his line on the conscience vote issue. Is that your interpretation as well?
Well, look, I think everybody realises now. What the Irish result did was tell everybody that this is a change that is absolutely inevitable. You might oppose it, but it is, you cannot stop this from happening here in Australia. That was the message that came out of the Irish referendum. Very strongly, very loudly, very clearly. I mean, the Irish did a fantastic thing last week. You know, that was a fabulous result. 60% turnout and a 62% vote in favour was amazing. And that just basically was really removed. It was kind of the nail in the coffin for any doubter that this change was inevitable and here in Australia and would be coming sooner rather than later. And when, for the change to come, everyone in Parliament needs to be voting with their conscience. I think it's well established now that this is a conscience issue around marriage, and that's certainly the way that my Liberal colleagues in Canberra are indicating that they think it should go, just as much as the Labor Party is.
Okay, so there are two hurdles here. First of all, to get the conscience vote, you appear to be confident that that will happen.
Yes.
The second issue, of course, is once the conscience vote is allowed, do you think there are enough people within the coalition party room who will vote for it to get it through Parliament?
Nick, it's likely that this will be addressed both by the Liberal Party room and subsequently by the Parliament sometime later this year. Now, over the last little while, we've seen, you know, MPs of both sides, Labor and Liberal, you know, coming out in numbers, you know, regularly, one a day it seems almost, but probably not, you know, one a week kind of thing, have said that they've changed their mind on this issue and will vote for it. So as time goes on, the numbers are only going to get stronger. There's another important decision coming in June out of the US Supreme Court, which is looking like it will go in favour of marriage equality. So that'll be another important decision which will, I'm sure, sway more politicians here in Australia, that this is, in fact, an inevitable thing, and it will probably, I expect, persuade a few more who might be doubting that this is the right thing to do, to bring them over the line and vote in favour of it. So, you know, by the time we get to an actual vote in Parliament, which, you know, will be towards the back end of this year, I think the numbers will be, well, I hope the numbers will be quite comfortable, because, you know, we want a resounding yes. We don't want a vote of yes by one vote or two votes. We want this to be comprehensive, because a comprehensive vote in favour would reflect the way the public feels about this.
And it'll be interesting. We've been talking all day about whether you're on the right side of history of this or not. But it is quite clear, for his own personal beliefs, that your brother will vote against it. But if it gets through, he will be ahead of a government, and history will see him as head of a government that allowed this to take place. So history will view him in a very interesting way, won't it?
Well, look, I think that this government, the Abbott government, if this goes through, will be judged as being on the right side of history, because you know it's going to, in my view, it's going to go through. It'll go through in under the current prime minister. So, you know, the history books will show that, and to me, that's a wonderful thing, Nick. You know, that's something to be proud of, and I think that he will, you know, in the fullness of time, I'm sure he will be proud of it too. Even though his personal view is that marriage should be the traditional model of a man and a woman. But I think that as Australia grows and moves into the future with this reform in place, we will know what a very good thing it was for our country, what a very good thing it is for our citizens and for our families and for our future. So, you know, I'm sure that in the fullness of time, everyone will be proud of this.
It's kind of ironic, though, isn't it?
Well, I don't think so, not necessarily.
if history views you as someone who introduced this wonderful thing, but you actually voted against it at the time, I suppose politics is full of these contradictions, isn't it?
But you know, you presided over a government which made the right decision.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, that's the important thing.
And finally, Christine, for you personally and for your partner, hopefully you are right, and hopefully down the track it will be legal. What will it mean to you to be able to marry your partner?
Well, it's going to be a big, expensive wedding bill first up. But and look, what does it mean? Of course, it's very significant. That's why the people have been fighting so hard for this. I mean, marriage is a special relationship. It's viewed as a special institution by our society. That's why we have a Marriage Act. And for people who are in same-sex couples to be able to participate, to access that wonderful institution that we all acknowledge is special, and which solemnises a special relationship between two people, is extremely significant. And it's impossible to understate just how excited the gay and lesbian community is about the prospect of this happening, and how you know, it really is. It's making people feel. I mean, me personally, it makes me feel really happy. I feel, you know, I'm filled with optimism about everything, because I can see that this is a great thing that's just over the horizon now.
Fantastic, Christine Forster, City of Sydney councillor and sister of the Prime Minister. Thank you very much indeed for your time, and good luck.